This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Iraqi rescue officials said Sunday they had recovered four bodies from the rubble of a Shiite shrine hit by a landslide, adding that the search for survivors was continuing. A civil defense official told AFP they found the bodies, including one of a woman, at the site near Karbala in central Iraq. The official says at least six pilgrims had been reported trapped under the debris. The French news agency is reporting Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu. The health minister says 21 people have died. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
A local official said the attackers are dead. He spoke on condition of anonymity. The hotel has been destroyed following a bombardment by security forces to eliminate the assailants who were holed up there. But the official said the building needed to be cleared of any explosives that may have been planted. In a separate attack in Mogadishu overnight involving mortar shells, five civilians from the same family were killed. 10 others were injured when mortars landed on their residences near the Mogadishu airport. No one's claimed responsibility for the mortar attacks, but Somali security officials said al-Shabaab had carried out similar attacks many times in the city. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Turkish authorities are investigating a pair of secondary crashes at emergency sites that killed at least 35 people. In both cases, first responders tending to earlier collisions were among the dead. The first tragedy happened Saturday morning when a passenger bus collided with emergency teams that had responded to a crash. Hours later, 20 people died when a truck plowed into first responders and onlookers at the scene of a crash near a gas station. This is VOA News. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 twice and will come out of isolation Sunday, the White House said. The wife of President Joe Biden tested positive August 16th, nearly 2 weeks after her husband contracted the virus for a second time. She is double vaccinated and twice boosted and experienced mild symptoms. She was prescribed a course of the oral antiviral pill Paxlovid. Dr. Biden had tested positive while on holiday in South Carolina, where she stayed at a private residence. China's agriculture ministry says it will try to protect its grain harvest from record-setting drought by using chemicals to generate rain. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Factories in the Southwest waited to see whether they would be shut down for another week due to shortages of water to generate hydropower. An official newspaper quoted the agriculture minister as saying the government will take steps to ensure the autumn grain harvest, which is 75% of China's annual total. Factories in Sichuan province were shut down to conserve power for homes as air conditioning demand soared in the temperatures as high as 45 degrees Celsius. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Russian authorities have reported shooting down Ukrainian drones in Crimea, while Ukrainian officials said Russian forces pressed ahead with efforts to seize one of the few cities in eastern Ukraine not already under control. The Russian military also kept up its attacks in Ukraine's north and south. In Crimea, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014, authorities said local air defenses shot down a drone above the headquarters of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Does Finland's prime minister have a right to party? Some residents say no. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In a leaked video, Prime Minister Sanna Marin is seen dancing and singing with friends at a private party. The 36-year-old leader also poses for photos and joins group hugs. She's clearly having a good time. The question is now arising in Finland if it's appropriate for the nation's leader to be involved in such party going. Marin herself said she did nothing to be ashamed of and it did not interfere with her work.
We didn't have any government meetings during that week and I had time off and spent it with my friends and did nothing illegal.
I'm Karen Chamas.
This month will mark 25 years since Diana, Princess of Wales, was killed in a car crash in Paris on August 31, 1997. The princess was best known for her commitment to charity work and the love she had for her two sons, Princes William and Harry. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
This is Encounter